become the nominee. It's a very difficult road for him, and so at this stage he's looking for some way to try and gain ground. I understand that.
Romney is the projected winner in Hawaii. A 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck off Japan's east coast. Officials issued a tsunami advisory. Belgium's prime minister says it's a tragic day for the country. Journalist Mike Mount says a bus crashed on its way back to Belgium from a ski trip in Switzerland.
The bus apparently slammed in the side of the wall of a tunnel. The details on how that happened aren't available yet, but initially now saying 28 people killed. Most of those, I believe 22, are children.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is the first high-level U.S. official to visit Afghanistan since 16 Afghan civilians were killed in a shooting spree blamed on an American soldier. Panetta will not go to the area where it happened. President Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron joked about sharing sports knowledge at the start of March Madness.
He's giving me some tips. He's going to help me fit out my bracket.
And he's going to teach me cricket.
They were on CBS and True TV during halftime of Tuesday's opening round game of the NCAA basketball tournament in Dayton. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back, for checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
How do our corporate tax returns look, Norman?
Not good, Mr. Fernwell. We owe $12.8 billion.
Impossible! I'm calling Bob from Accountants.
Good idea, sir. You think he can loan us the money?
Bob's a corporate tax whiz, Norman. Knows it all. State, federal. He'll straighten this mess out.
Meantime, I've got money to raise. How about I wash your car for you?
What?
I'll even buff it with a soft chamois. How's $175,000 sound?
Call Accountants for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountants, a Robert Half Company.
Prepare for more of whatever you would call the online version of sticker shock. Website Fair Compare predicts airline ticket prices will keep heading higher through summer, at least. You can blame high fuel prices, but in fact, Delta Airlines are charging more. That does not mean that their profits are going up. In fact, Delta Airlines is cutting its profit growth forecast. United Continental is trimming the number of its flights and expects lower revenue. And Southwest expects a rare loss for the quarter. Spending on advertising is heading way up, and although the fact it's an election year is helping, that isn't the only reason ad spending is rebounding. Zenith Optimedia says the increase is coming on all fronts in advertising this year. Stock futures are staying close to flat after what was yesterday the best day of the year so far for Wall Street. S&P futures right now up a half point. NASDAQ futures down a fraction. Most markets in Europe up modestly. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at SpeedPass.com by May 31st, 2012 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon just by using your SpeedPass device. Visit SpeedPass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card linked to SpeedPass. Maximum 100 gallons per account eligible for rebate. Offer valid for only one account per person. Allow 90 days to receive rebates.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity high-performance HR and business solutions. From recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, or organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
It's the same each time with Progress. First they ignore you.
Then they say you're mad.
Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, Detroit. My name is Chris Michalakis. I am guest hosting today for Tony Trupiano. And Tony, if you're listening, we all wish you a speedy recovery. As you all know, Tony is having some surgery done today, and hopefully we'll get an update later on today or later in the week. We got a lot to get to today.
Do we need to get some coffee over there or what? This isn't like the quiet hour. We got to wake people up a little bit, Chris.
You know, Jeff, this is the first time I've seen what 4 a.m. looks like.
I know. When you came in, you were like, how do you do this? And I was like, I've been here like an hour, Chris.
Well, you know, you're absolutely, I don't know how you do this every day, Jeff. And for those of you listening, you know, Jeff has got to be one of the most hardest working men in radio. You know, he's here at like what, 3 a.m, 4 a.m.
Four.
You're in the studio. Jeez,
yep.
I don't know how you do it, man. So yeah, you know, a little coffee wouldn't be a bad idea, but, you know, a lot to get to today. We have a lot about the Detroit consent decree. We're going to have Senator Virgil Smith and also Stephen Henderson from the Detroit Free Press coming in to talk about that. I don't know, a whole lot of things to get to. Santorum, had some big wins in Alabama and Mississippi last night. Newt Gingrich finishing, doing pretty well as well. And Mitt Romney's really having a hard time in the deep south, getting popular amongst the voters there. So, you know, always nice to see that. And if you have any questions, anything on your mind, you want to talk to us, remember our number is 888-552-3595. And is that a little better, Jeff? How's that sound?
Good, good. It finally woke you up a little bit there.
you really did. It really came in.
I think during CNN you were kind of laying back a little bit, and then you know the open hit, and it took you a little while. Now you're bringing the energy. I like it.
I appreciate that, brother. What'd you think of the you watching basketball yesterday?
You know, I kind of protest the first four, as they call it, because
nice.
they want to say it's the start of the NCAA tournament, but come on, we all know it starts Thursday.
Yeah, the play-in games, I mean, come on, you know, you're just fighting over who gets to be.
Don't call them play-in games, though, Chris. The NCAA wants you to call it the first round, so ridiculous.
You know, what drives me nuts about this time of year, Jeff, is all the cliches. I just want to hear basketball announcers talk about college basketball without talking about Cinderella, going to the ball, the big dance, ticket to the dance. It drives me nuts. I feel like we hear more about Cinderella in our adulthood when watching college basketball than we ever did as a kid. It drives me absolutely crazy.
That's funny that you bring that up, because the more you think about the tournament and the analogies used, the big dance, you know, Cinderella.
Right.
It's all like stuff that's, I know I'm going to get in trouble, but it doesn't sound real manly. And then they're at the end. What happens when they crown a champion? They
right.
play one of the worst songs ever, One Shining Moment, and it is like, it's like an 80s, you know, montage thing where, and everybody, we gotta play it because everyone loves it. It's the worst song ever.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. I don't know what to say about that.
Have you ever seen the One Shining Moment?
No. You know what? This is going to sound weird. I am not as big as a college basketball fan as I should be. I think it's because I was always a U of M fan. And after the Fab Five scandal, you know, I just kind of lost interest because, you know, U of M didn't have a very good team until this year. And, you know, I think it's time. And the irony is that I really enjoy playing basketball, and I like college more than pros because – you know, I feel like every time I would really get into basketball and the Pistons would put out a great team, the NBA would change the rules and make playing defense, you know, illegal. And never cared for the Jordan rules, the LeBron rules, things like that. So college basketball is definitely where I'm a little more, you would think I'd be a little more interested, but now with U of M having a good team, I hope to, you know, pay a little more attention to college basketball.
Well, they play Friday night.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to tune in for that. They play, especially the way you were just saying it, you know, they play the exact style that I think you would enjoy. So you definitely have to tune in on Friday to watch Michigan. And Michigan State plays a good brand of basketball as well. So,
you know, I always am happy when Michigan State's successful. Now, Ohio State, on the other hand, you know, I tend to be a fan of Big Ten teams, but Ohio State, that's just, that's... Yeah, let's not go there.
It's hard. It is. That's the one that's hard to root for. Like, if it's like, okay, if some by some miracle, the final game is Wisconsin versus somebody, I'd go, okay, let's go Wisconsin.
Sure. Yeah.
If it's Ohio State and somebody, though,
yeah, it's
very hard to root. The only time in recent memory I can think of rooting for Ohio State was when they were playing Michigan State. And by, you know, the end of it, if Ohio State won, then the three teams would share the Big Ten title.
Right.
Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State.
Right. Right.
Then there's a purpose for cheering for them.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I actually, you're going to laugh at this, Jeff. I watched my first sporting event in a while. You know, usually I wait till baseball season comes around. I'm a big baseball fan. But, you know, I watched half of the Philadelphia Union Portland Timbers game the other night. Big Portland Timbers fan.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah. Not something you hear mentioned very often on the radio here. But 3-1, in case you were wondering, Portland won. Three goals in the second half. Yeah, I didn't want to leave a cliffhanger there. You know, I'm really excited for the Tigers this year as well. You know, I've been kind of following spring training a little bit. Really excited about Prince Fielder. And, you know, I at some point, Jeff, we got to play the audio of Ernie Harwell's speech about baseball. You know, maybe, at least at some point before opening day. It's just, you know.
That might be an opening day thing, actually.
Yes,
that might be a good thing to play on opening day. We'll have to think about that.
Yeah, yeah. I won't be here unless it happens to be on a Tuesday. But I always tell people it is the better than the Field of Dreams People Will Come speech, Ernie Harwell's speech about why baseball is the greatest sport. So, big fan of that. But what else is going on today? Let's see. In the world of sports, I see we had BYU come back after being down many points from Iona. And Western Kentucky versus Mississippi Valley State. See, this is why I can't get excited about those games.
Because you know nothing about them?
Yeah.
Nobody does, except for Western Kentucky fans.
Now, I mean, Mississippi Valley State, come on. Mississippi Valley University, now that's a basketball school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not state.
Yeah, that's a heated rivalry, by the way. Yeah. No, I have no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's funny, though, is if you watch them, I don't know if you can do this. When you watch a game, do you have to pick a side?
You know, it's really weird. Whenever I watch any sport, I can only have an interest when I'm rooting for a side, and
right.
Usually only when it's like a Michigan or a Detroit-based team. That's why I can't just watch two baseball teams, and that's why I can't really get into college basketball. I can't just watch two schools and just appreciate the sport for what it is. I don't know what it is, but you're right. I have to pick a side. The only sport I can watch just for the sake of watching is soccer. Very strange.
No, yeah, that would be strange. That would be hard. I have to, no matter what I do, even if it's like, you know, I tried to get into NASCAR for a while. I have to pick a driver, or else it's just not fun watching and just saying, oh, I wonder who wins this one. Like, it doesn't, I have to have someone I'm rooting for. So last night, I started to watch a little bit of that, the Mississippi and, Western Kentucky game. Mm-hmm. And actually, a kid on the Mississippi team was from Lansing, Michigan, and thought to go to Michigan State until he had an injury and then, you know, kind of didn't pan out as well as they thought he did. So instantly, I was like, hey, Michigan guy, I'm going to root for this team now.
Right.
He was their star. So,
right.
You know, the first half was exciting for me because I picked a side, picked a person to cheer for, and that's how I went into the game, having no preconceived notion. Like, I never obviously didn't see a Western Kentucky game at all this year, or Mississippi State Valley, whatever it is. No idea about the two teams, but as soon as I found out the kid was from Lansing, Michigan, I was like, that's my team tonight.
That's a good way to pick it. You always got to root for the home guys. Now, NASCAR, I really tried to watch a race once and on TV, and I couldn't get into it. I mean, I really, really gave it an honest effort. And, you know, I found myself just like, you'd see a bunch of cars on a road and, you know, you couldn't really tell who was in first because once you get late into the game, they're, you know, lapping each other so much. And then all the different, I don't know. I really tried. I mean, I make left-hand turns on a daily basis and I never once thought about the athleticism in my turning left, but. You know, I'm not going to mock anyone who
does. Have you been to a track, though?
Well, no, I haven't.
And see, I've heard that. I have, actually, I grew up 5 minutes away from MIS.
Nice.
So, but I never went to a track. I still haven't gone to a race in my entire life. And I've heard from people who I obviously, you know, I live near friends and everything, and they're, oh, you got to go to the track. Once you go, you'll fall in love. It's a completely, you know, it's a thing that you have to go and experience. And I think hockey was that way for me. I mean, I watched it on TV and enjoyed it, but until you actually go to a game, a Red Wings game, and watch how fast they are on the ice and how skilled they are, you don't appreciate it. So maybe that's what it is with NASCAR.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, you know, I can see how going to a track would be fun. And I hear it's not just the event itself. It's just a whole day of, like, pandemonium and people watching and stuff. But you're right about hockey. I remember the first time I went to a hockey game, when you hear someone get checked up into the boards and you can feel that sound, you know, of them getting hit, that's pretty intense. And hockey is definitely a sport better appreciated live. And, you know, even to some extent, baseball, because, you know, I like the whole experience of going to the ballpark and enjoying a good, summer's night. So. But anyways, don't forget to give us a call if you have something on your mind, 888-552-3595. And let's add us on Facebook here. First Shift with Tony Trupiano. We got 990 likes, 10 more to go before we hit 1,000. I think that'd be a great gift for Tony as he's recovering.
Over the last decade, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now, we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We have an accident out there. 94 eastbound at East Grand Boulevard. The left lane is blocked. Traffic is backed up about a mile behind it. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, awesome. Sunny, a high near 70 tonight. Chance of showers and thunderstorms late. Otherwise, partly cloudy, low around 53. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, but a high near 72. Right now, it's fair and 40 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Michigan needs progressive public policy, not legislation that continues to cripple our communities. Hi, I'm Brandon Jessup, Chairman and CEO of Michigan Forward. Michigan Forward is a nonprofit organization leading the charge to repeal Public Act 4. We need your support in 2012 as we continue to fight for democracy and create policy initiatives that move our state ahead. Donate today at MichiganForward.org or call 313-965-2722.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
First word.
First thoughts. First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you. First Shift on 1310 WDTW with Tony Trupiano.
And we're back. This is Chris Mihalakis filling in for Tony Trupiano while he's recovering from surgery. If you got something on your mind, give us a call, 888-552-3595. Or you can always send me an email, chris@thetonyshow.org. And, Jeff, I understand yesterday we had a pretty feisty meeting in Hamtramck for their city council meeting. For those of you that don't know, there's a lot of cities that are on the brink of financial managers and state takeovers. Obviously, we're going to get to Detroit a little bit later, but even in Hamtramck, we're having some problems, and they're trying to fight the state from coming in and taking over the city, and things got a little testy at the city council meeting last night. Jeff, if you want to go ahead and play the clip.
Hamtramck City Council finishes another meeting without a plan to stave off Payless paydays, but they did hire a new city manager, but not before some political theater where one council member left his seat and tried to speak from the public podium. The mayor had to cut him off.
I haven't given you the floor. You have a seat right there, and you have a position from which to speak. And no one's going to cut you off, at obviously.
This is horrendous. I have been in this seat for 5 years, and I'm appalled by what's going on.
Tonight's meeting comes as the city is in crisis. Payless paydays for all city staff, including police and fire, could start on the 28th of March. Last week, the council voted to fire their city manager. The new city manager chosen tonight says all options are on the table to close a $2.5 million budget shortfall.
We have an opportunity here to turn this thing around. We have some short-term cash flow issues, and we have some structural cash flow issues as well.
A state treasury official was also at tonight's meeting. He told the council the state could advance them a revenue-sharing check early or offer them tax anticipation notes. Both would require a review of the city's finances. And the new city manager says it's very likely that the city council will come together for an emergency meeting to vote on a plan to stave off the Payless paydays. Reporting live in Hamtramck, I'm Tom White, 7 Action News.
So we can see it's not just Detroit that's having a problem with state takeovers here. We have the exact same issue going on in Hamtramck, and of course many other cities across the state, Pontiac, Flint, Benton Harbor. And I want to tell you, yesterday I had the good fortune of being down at a rally with a lot of folks from the Occupy movement, and also a lot of folks from UAW Local 600. And we were protesting Chase Bank and their insistence on evicting people despite their ability to make their payments, and you know, people that just need a little bit of an adjustment here or there that can and still make payments in their house, but Chase insists on evicting them. And what this has to do with Hamtramck is when you have these banks that are being encouraged by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to kick people out of their homes and to not find other solutions to work with them to help keep them in their homes, it really devastates local communities. And it devastates them to the point where, you know, a lot of these local municipalities are having a hard time making budget, having a hard time staying afloat. And that's the real reason why we have these economic problems and these financial problems in cities like Detroit and Hamtramck and Pontiac, where, you know, when banks won't even give you loans to buy houses into these cities on the one hand, and on the other hand are evicting people from them, it creates a situation where you know, we can understand why a city like Hamtramck or Detroit is having a hard time making ends meet. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating knowing that, you know, there's a lot of honest, hardworking people in these towns who just want their local services. They want police. They want fire. They want good schools. And they try their hardest to stay in their homes and to keep these communities afloat. And the banks think otherwise. And,
Chris, let me ask you this, because I don't fully understand the situation, probably not as well as you or Tony do. But it seems to me like, as far as Detroit, Hamtramck, the cities go, it's almost like the thought is to get back on track, you just need, you know, a little bit to get by. Like you know, it is bad. The economy took a downturn, and really a lot of things were pumped up on credit. I mean, the real estate industry was pumped up along, you know, hey, just take out a huge loan, and then, you know, they showed all these profits, and really they weren't that profitable. So we took a huge step back when the economy went down. But now it's just like, all right, just if we could just get a little help to get by. And so the thought that's battling here is, yeah, you know, do we give them a little help, or are they going to keep asking for more? Or, you know, do you give them a little help and it will help them get back? And right now the banks are like, you know what? I don't think a little bit of help for these people is going to help them stay in their house. So let's cut bait with them. And obviously the other side is arguing, yes, a little bit of help and then we'll be fine.
Well, you know, Jeff, my understanding of it is the protest we were at yesterday for Chase Bank, there was a woman who took out a mortgage with WAMU and never missed a payment, made every single one of her payments. Well, when WAMU folded and Chase Bank took it over, they doubled the amount of her payment without her consent. Now, I don't know how they were legally able to do this, but here's a woman who was, you know, living in Detroit, making her payments every single month, not having a problem with the payments that she was making. And when a bank comes in like Chase and doubles the amount, of course you're going to have a hard time. That's a big hit. I mean, imagine, for those of you listening, imagine if your mortgage just doubled overnight instantly. It'd be a big financial burden. And now she's having a hard time staying in her home. And so last week we had a rally in her front lawn. And yesterday we sent a notice of default to Chase Bank, because they're the ones that took all the taxpayer money. They took a lot of bailout money. And now, rather than put that money to good use and help keep people in their homes and help keep these communities stable and sound, they're trying to really damage the fabric of our neighborhoods by kicking people out of their homes and onto the street. And I really hope that people understand the relationship between the foreclosure crisis and the state takeover in all these local communities. You have these banks that are robbing us on one hand, and on the other hand, crippling local communities and making them unable to make their payments. And that's why you have things like a Payless Payday in Hamtramck. And I can understand that people there are frustrated, even people on the council. But, you know, what I get frustrated with is the state, rather than see what's going on and rather see how these communities are being destroyed. You know, you have the Snyder administration that is bending over backwards to get their hands inside these communities just so they can, what, sell off their assets, privatize a few things, give some kickbacks back to their corporate friends. I mean, that's pretty ridiculous.
It sounds like it's capitalism, and capitalism in its theory is good. But when greed starts taking over and you're talking about people's lives, that's when it starts to get bad. When it's like you're getting the people who get these mortgages are getting punished for bad business that these banks were doing in the first place. Like, they were saying, we need customers. All right, so we'll give out these loans that are beneficial to our customers, to people getting a house. You want a house? Here you go. Here's an easy loan to have, because we need the money right now. All right, so you're like, okay, great, sign up for a loan. But the loan ends up hurting the bank, so now they're going to double it because they need the money and they figure it's an easy way to do it. And yet it hurts people because, you know, like you just said, you can afford the first payment, but the second payment, when they double it, where did that come from?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, this, I don't think this is capitalism. I'm a capitalist, I'll admit it. This is just an example of government, I'm sorry, of business using governments to get what they want and really twist the free market and really interfere with the free market process. So, well, that's all we got for now. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour here. And if you have anything on your mind, give us a call, 888-552-3595. See you on the other side.
Team 10 WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Good morning. This subtle traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Have an accident out there 94 eastbound at East Grand Boulevard. Accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up just a little ways in behind it. I'm Russ with traffic.
It's back. Drive through McDonald's today to get a Shamrock Shake. This cool treat full of minty goodness is only here for a limited time. Don't delay.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, sunny, a high around 70 degrees. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy otherwise, a low in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms once again, a high in the lower 70s. Quick look at Friday. Partly sunny, a high near 68. Right now it's fair and 40 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Please work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
A citizen's willingness to speak truth to power is essential for the well-being of a democracy. Equally essential, though, are citizens willing to risk their personal well-being by standing up to speak truth about power. Meet Lieutenant Colonel Danny Davis, a 48-year-old career Army man who fought in our two Iraq wars and has had 2-year-long deployments in the Afghanistan war. He's often seen top commanders try to put a positive spin on a negative military situation, but in our Afghanistan quagmire, Davis saw that the candor gap had become a chasm, going from spin to outright lies. Last year, he heard the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan tell Congress that the Taliban's momentum there had been arrested and that our mission was, quote, on the right azimuth to succeed. That went against everything Davis himself was experiencing, and most significantly, it defied what casualty statistics were revealing. You can't spin the fact that more men are getting blown up every year, he says. So Davis became a whistleblower, going to the media and Congress in January and writing a scathing article in the Armed Forces Journal that asked pointedly, how many more men must die in support of a mission that is not succeeding? Lieutenant Colonel Davis knows that he's now in a rough spot, having bluntly spoken truth about the powers who are many ranks above him. I'm going to get nuked, he says resignedly. Indeed, a Naval War College ethics teacher has already denigrated Davis as an underling who thinks that he knows better than the brass. He's gone outside the channels, sniffed the ethicist, and he's taking his chances on what happens to him. This is Jim Hightower saying, yes, he is, Professor. And America needs more stand-up, truth-telling patriots like Danny Davis, who have the guts to go outside channels when necessary.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift
with Tony Trupiano.
And we're back. This is Chris Mihalakis filling in for Tony Trupiano while he is recovering from surgery. If you got something on your mind, give us a call, 888-552-3595, or if you got an email, chris@thetonyshow.org. That's chris@thetonyshow.org, and also look us up on Facebook, First Shift with Tony Trupiano. And, Jeff, I'm just sitting here looking at HuffPost at the results from the primary last night. Two big contests, Alabama and Mississippi, both won by Rick Santorum. And it looks like in both cases, Mitt Romney finishing third. Of course, Mitt Romney picked up the Hawaii caucus and, of course, the all-important American Samoa caucus. So I bet you Romney's going to call this a split. But really, a big night for Rick Santorum.
Yeah, interesting. We'll play some audio here in a little bit. It's Mitt's take, like in the middle of it. He did an interview with CNN. And the spin he's putting on it is just outstanding. But we should probably start with Rick Santorum.
Go ahead.
We did it again. Thank you all very much. First and foremost, as we continue this campaign and continue to work hard, I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody. I get this question all the time. What do people say to you when you get around and you meet all the people we've been meeting as we've crisscrossed this country? And the most common thing I hear from people, and I know I'm not alone, is people come up and say, I'm praying for you. And I just want to thank you for that. I want to thank God for giving us the strength every day to go out there and to be clear in our message and our vision for this country. And that's what this race has been about. People have said, you know, you're being outspent, and, you know, everybody's talking about all the, you know, all the math and all the things that this race is inevitable. Well, for someone who thinks this race is inevitable, he spent a whole lot of money against me for being inevitable.
Wow. Well, it's always great to hear a Rick Santorum victory speech. To quote our good friend Joe DeSano, and I've done this a lot, and I will continue to do so, there is nothing I like more than Republican on Republican violence. Mitt Romney's really having a hard time sealing the deal here. And I think back to 2008, I did a lot of work with United Food and Commercial Workers in getting our members to vote for Obama in the primaries when we were fighting Hillary. And what really, the big difference between these two races, between now and 08, is that you had a problem in 08 where voters really liked both candidates, and they had to choose which one they liked the best. Not so much this time around. Now it's, well, Romney's got more money, and he's a better, you know, in a better position to have a strong race in November. But, you know, Rick Santorum, he's a little out there, and it almost feels like, you know, people are deciding between who they like the least or who they dislike the least, and that's who they're going with. And, you know, I think this is a good position for Democrats to be in. I know there's a lot of frustration with the Obama administration, and the polls aren't looking that great for him right now, but it's also very, very early. And the longer Rick Santorum stays in this race, the more money Mitt Romney's going to have to spend. And, you know, he's already digging deep into his own pockets. So I'd like to see that continue. But, you know, even Newt Gingrich, I love his stubbornness. He just will not drop out, and he won't leave the race. And he's trying to start some rumors, apparently, about running with Santorum, being his vice presidential candidate. And he had some interesting things to say last night, didn't he, Jeff?
It's quite an evening. Obviously, we'd like to have come in first, but I want to start by saying that I congratulate Rick Santorum on a great campaign. He has won a victory in both states, and he's worked at it very hard to achieve it. I know how much he has put into this campaign, he and his entire family, over the last year, and I congratulate him on a positive evening and a positive result. I'd also point out that because this is proportional representation, we're going to leave Alabama and Mississippi with a substantial number of delegates, increasing our total going towards Tampa. And we are very grateful to you because you made that outcome possible. And with your help, we're going to take a much bigger delegation than we had yesterday. So thank you very much for that. I emphasize going to Tampa because one of the things tonight proved is that the elite media's effort to convince the nation that Mitt Romney is inevitable just collapsed. The fact is, in both states, the conservative candidates got nearly 70% of the vote. And if you're the front runner, if you're the front runner and you keep coming in third, you're not much of a front runner.
Wow, that's some pretty powerful words from Newt Gingrich there. And what I like about what he said, if you kind of read between the lines here, he's combining himself with Rick Santorum as the conservative alternative to Mitt Romney. And just to remind everybody, this is about delegates. We all know that, love that Ron Paul expression. And, you know, it's not just about who gets the most delegates, but Mitt is having a hard time getting a majority. If he can have the plurality, he can have the most delegates. But if he doesn't come in that convention in Tampa with the majority of delegates, Santorum and Gingrich can really mess some things up. And really, if they combine their delegates and put together a ticket, they can really make a mess of things in Tampa, which I would look forward to.
What I've heard about Mitt Romney, and I don't know, tell me if I'm wrong, Chris, is that obviously he's been doing this for a long time. He's been running for president. It seems like that was his job for, what, the last five or six years?
Yep.
He actually, and this is kind of smart, but the claims were that in these 5 years that he's been running for president, he actually was working behind the scenes to get certain primaries moved up, and you've heard about, you know, the certain states having getting penalties because they've moved up their primaries.
Right.
Well, the ones that moved up were ones that Mitt Romney could benefit from, so that he would feel like there's this wave of push behind him as the guy, like, okay, all these states are you know, projecting me as the winner, and I'm winning them all, so maybe you guys should drop out now. And that was what Rick Santorum actually said last week, is that Mitt was behind the scenes helping, you know, move up certain primaries to make him look better. Well, now we're getting to the South states, and to see Mitt coming in third is just outstanding. I think you put it perfect a minute ago. In 2008, Democrats were deciding between two candidates, and it was like, well, you can't lose with either one.
Right.
Now Republicans are like, well, we can't win with either one.
Right.
It's a complete opposite.
You know, that's a really good point, Jeff, and you're right about that. See, what Mitt did was by pushing Michigan up early and other Massachusetts early, states where he thought he was going to have an advantage, a lot of them were penalized. And so where Michigan, you know, Mitt narrowly won, but won nonetheless, would normally send a rather large delegation. Now they're only going to send half of the amount of delegates there, and that's going to really hurt Mitt in the long run, because you're right, he wanted to have this illusion that he was the early front runner, and he's had a ground game going for years, and that's really the big difference between, that's what I think is the most interesting story about this, is Gingrich and Santorum have no real campaign. Their ad buys are minimal, and they have no ground staff. I mean, hardly anybody. Where Romney's had volunteers on the ground and paid staff on the ground for months, and he just can't wrap this up. And now that he's going into these other southern states, he's going to struggle. I mean, you know, Gingrich won Georgia, Santorum won Alabama and Mississippi. It's going to be a battle the next couple of months, and you could see Mitt really start to spin out of control. I mean, I personally think he's going to end up being the nominee, and one way or the other, I'm happy, because as long as he has to spend his money and the way they're beating him up, I mean, Gingrich and Santorum are just doing a wonderful job, you know, beating him up before he becomes the nominee. And if he's not the nominee, the Republicans don't have anyone better waiting in the field. So,
well, that's what I'm saying. What if it's Santorum? I mean, the push here, especially with what you just said, not a great ground game, not a lot of resources, and yet you see the hardcore, I guess, conservatives, which I don't know that he's that powerful, but getting behind guys like Santorum and Newt, and if they combine together, could there be a tidal wave of, I mean, could it be a point where Democrats almost are like, man, be careful what you wish for, because now it's Santorum that's got all this push.
I had a few wise old men tell me before the primary here in Michigan, when I was telling people I was going to vote for Santorum, a few people said, you know, I remember back in the 70s and the 80s, in the early 80s, we were all hoping Reagan was going to be the nominee because we thought he was beatable. And, you know, the moral of the story was be careful what you wish for. So
the only thing is hasn't Santorum said a lot of crazy? I mean, he was crazy. Leading in Michigan, and he just absolutely went crazy for a while, and people were like, can't get behind that at all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, how John F. Kennedy makes him puke. Can you imagine if a Democratic candidate said that about, you know, a prominent Republican, even someone like Ronald Reagan? Yeah, and crazier things beyond that. I mean, this whole, like, personhood for fetuses. He has this really, for a man who claims to be for small government, his desire to want to legislate what goes on in our bodies, it goes far beyond the political mainstream. And I'm not talking just, you know, pro-life, pro-choice sort of thing. He goes way beyond any of that. And, I don't know. The guy kind of creeps me out. I'm not going to lie. And Newt, you know, Newt can only gain popularity when he says something racist. And what does that tell you about the Republican Party? It takes blatant racism for Newt Gingrich to get a few points and to win a primary here and there. And that really scares me, Jeff. But, you know, I know we got Mitt Romney. He had some comments on Santorum.
Yeah, we'll get to that on the other side, but... real quickly about Newt, isn't it the racist comments bump him up in the polls? And you know what else too is anytime he throws the media under the bus.
Oh yeah,
but it's funny because he's getting to the point now where he's just throwing it around. It's like the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah.
I mean, like oh the mainstream media isn't covering us conservatives. Well, now he's attacking other conservatives with the mainstream media point. Well, mainstream media wants you to think it's Mitt Romney. Well, what is the mainstream media? You know, like he's never agreed with them. So no matter what, unless they say something nice about him, then it's like okay, the mainstream media is good.
Yeah, maybe it's not the mainstream media. And you maybe you're just a jerk. You know that's
exactly.
What I think. But. Anyways, this is First Shift with Tony Trupiano. My name is Chris Mihalakis. We're going to go to a break here in just a second. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be back in just a minute.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining us now is Dr. Jill Stein, a candidate for the Green Party's presidential slot. Tell my audience, if you would, a little bit about the Green Party for those that are not familiar with the Green Party, please.
The Green Party is the party of regular working people. You have two establishment parties, but they've sort of given up the ship for everyday working people. They're delivering the goods for the wealthy few who are already rolling in dough. They're imposing austerity on everyday people, cutting back for our health care and our schools and the things that everyday people need, our transportation, yet they are squandering trillions on more Wall Street bailouts, tax breaks for the millionaires and billionaires, and wars overseas that get ever bigger and ever more expensive every day.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Michigan needs progressive public policy, not legislation that continues to cripple our communities. Hi, I'm Brandon Jessup, Chairman and CEO of Michigan Forward. Michigan Forward is a nonprofit organization leading the charge to repeal Public Act 4. We need your support in 2012 as we continue to fight for democracy and create policy initiatives that move our state ahead. Donate today at MichiganForward.org or call 313-965-2722.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trivia.
And we're back. This is
WDTW.
A little technical difficulty there. We are back. My name is Chris Mihalakis. I am filling in for Tony Trupiano. You're listening to First Shift. And we got a few callers here. Let's go to Theo from Detroit.
Well, thank you. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday to you, Theo. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. First, I would like to say we are praying for a speedy recovery for Tony.
Yeah, absolutely.
You were speaking about the Republicans who are campaigning and beating each other up and talking about conservatism. You know, as they talked about controlling the bodies of the men and women in this country, I began to wonder if they thought they were priests running for a cardinalship or becoming a bishop or pope or something in November. It is said oftentimes, as we know, that morality cannot be legislated. But they continue to talk about it to brainwash folks. Now, here locally, as you know, there was a meeting at the Detroit City Council yesterday mm-hmm. regarding a consent decree that was presented by the governor, Dillard, who came down on his behalf. And so far, the mayor and the council have gone negative and said that they will not agree with it. But, you know, I don't see any difference between the results of the consent decree or an emergency manager. And as we look around the state, the emergency managers who have been sent in have done nothing but increase the deficits in those cities.
That's absolutely right, Theo. I couldn't agree with everything you just said more. You're right about that. These emergency managers have taken cities that are in a tough position and done nothing to help out the citizens. Now, they've helped out a few corporate interests. They'll privatize a few entities here and there, but not to the point where they save money, which ironically is supposedly what the Mackinac Center will have you believe is the purpose of privatizing. But these cities with emergency managers have the same amount of debt and the same and more problems
right.
Than they did before, except this time it's debt at the hands of a dictator and not a locally elected official.
Exactly.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you, sister.
Well, I'm looking forward to the results of the petitions that have been collected. And I know that there's supposed to be a time frame of 60 days within which the results of the signatures will be reported out. But it seems to me that the governor and the legislators who support him are trying to move to take over as much as they can. And if they're successful in taking over the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan, think about the other states around the country.
Yeah, you know, Theo, you bring up a great point because this sets a horrible precedent. I mean, what we are doing as citizens of the state is basically
sound of 93.9 Light FM. It is Valentine in the morning. Dr. Oz on the show Friday morning. Again, if you have questions for Dr. Oz, feel free to drop us an email. I've got a lot of questions myself. When you get over 40, suddenly you have medical questions, like no tomorrow. Hey, my wife's leg twitches in the middle of the night.
Oh, she kicked you.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. He's on Friday morning. All right. It is the Battle of the Sexes. Representing the men, his name is Dustin. Works as a teacher and enjoys baseball. Give it up for my buddy, Dustin. What's up, buddy?
Representing the ladies, her name is Valerie. She works as an occupational therapist, enjoys organizing. Let's give it up for Valerie.
Valerie.
Hi, good morning.
Here's how it works, Valerie. I'm going to ask you stereotypical guy questions. Dustin Irvin's going to ask you stereotypical girl questions. Best out of three wins, and we're still tied in the regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. We'll start with the ladies. When the winner of the Indy 500 gets to the winner's circle, what is he given to drink? What's a drink, Valerie?
Milk.
You're so right. But is it 2%?
I'm not sure. I drink that free, but that's just me.
Do you know what, actually? There's been a few racers in the past that have requested lactate. I kid you not. Kid you not.
Hey, Dustin, what type of milk has the lowest fat content?
Is this a trick question?
No.
I'd say fat-free.
What's another name for it?
Skim.
Milk.
Current score is 1-1. What book did the famous Chinese general Sun Tzu write?
What is what? I'm sorry?
This is for Valerie. Is somebody typing?
Huh?
Are you typing, Valerie?
Oh, I'm at work right now.
Are you on Google or something?
No.
Well, you never know how to spell this anyway. All right. What did the famous Chinese general Sun Tzu write?
Sun Tzu?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
A very famous book called The Art of War.
Oh.
Dustin, who wrote the romantic novel titled The Notebook?
William Shakespeare?
No, Nicholas Sparks.
Valerie, by the way, you're an occupational therapist. Don't you just rub people? Why would you be typing at work?
No, that's how we do all our paperwork on the computer now.
We're very suspect, very suspect, very suspect. All right, moving on. Current score is 1-1. Here's a question. What sport do the New Jersey Devils play?
Devils.
Oh, come on. I'm here. It's Valerie. Valerie, I'm going to bust you right now. Right hand to God. Right hand to God. Is somebody helping you or are you typing?
Huh? I'm waiting for someone to come and they're not coming. Hockey.
I don't know what to do here. All right, hockey.
Dustin, what was Richard Gere's character name in Pretty Woman?
Take as long as you want, buddy.
Take all the time you want, pal. Go look it up. You got a smartphone?
I don't have internet on my phone. Mm-hmm. I'm by myself.
You don't have anybody supporting you in the background?
Nobody. All Richard right. Gere. Pretty Woman. Walking down the street.
Pretty Woman.
I don't think the name of the song anywhere, though.
No.
It was Edward Lewis.
Valerie, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you think you won fairly?
I'm sure I did.
Okay. So all I can ask of you is to speak from your heart.
The people will be the judge.
At this point, ladies win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've got yourself a Battle of the Sexes Championship Certificate. It's frameable. Hang it on your wall. We'll send it to you as an email attachment, okay?
Thank you so much.
Dustin.
Yeah, I got you.
You're not going away empty-handed.
Sweet.
I've got $10,000.
Awesome.
No, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Hold on there.
Coming up next, if you guys can explain this tattoo that I saw on my buddy, please call in. He had one word on his arm and said it was a Bible quote. I'll tell you what that one word is coming up next. Valentine in the morning. It is 93.9 Light FM. Quick check of the traffic with Karen.
And on the Bishop Ford, it is solid from I-80 94 to Sibley, where there's a multi-vehicle accident. Traffic getting by in the left lane only. It is an hour and 5 minutes on the Bishop Ford inbound from I-80 94 to the Ryan. There's a fire in Cicero. It's at an apartment building on Austin and 27th. The slow spots on the expressway right now, the Kennedy inbound 36, the Ike is 43 in, Stevenson 42 in, and the Ryan in from 95th past the Verizon Wireless billboard at Mac into downtown. 20 minutes at 7:15. Traffic's brought to you by Midwest Vein Center, the area's leader in vein care. It's excited to announce its new Chicago location. 25 years of superior service now available just off Michigan Avenue. Call 888-400-VEIN or visit MidwestVein.com. Experience exceptional care at Midwest Vein Center. Light FM weather, well, forget spring. Summer is here, topping out today at 78, a record high, mostly sunny, breezy, and we are actually in the 70s all the way through next Tuesday. 59 now at O'Hare at 93.9 Light FM.
Get on. Prepare for a new world in 3D.
We'll end it!
Now playing at Navy Pier IMAX Theater.
This message of hope comes from a parent whose son received addiction treatment at Rosecrans.
He was seriously addicted to drugs when we sent him to you. You gave us hope. There is light after the storm.
Rosecrans Addiction Treatment Centers offer help, hope, and the best opportunity for lasting recovery. Call 888-9-AT-LAST. That's 888-928-5278. Or visit rosecrans.org. Rosecrans. Life's waiting.
Walter Eastman, you dream it, we build it.
Pick up your Pot of Gold Scratch and Save card at any Walter Eastman store. Every card's a winner. Grand prize is $5,000 in Smith furniture. See smith.com for details.
Welcome back to the Biore Skincare Face Anything Hotline. This week's topic, combination skin.
Hi, my friends keep tagging pictures of me and my T-zone looks so shiny. Any advice?
Unless you want to keep untagging, try new Biore Combination Skin Balancing Cleanser. It laser targets dirt and oil without stripping natural moisture, balancing combination skin.
So with Biore, I can actually look forward to uploads?
Yep, with Biore, you'll be ready 24/7. Biore Skincare. Face anything.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
93.9 Online takes you behind the mic with Light FM artist Taylor Swift.
Oh, picking the songs for the album, and was it hard to pick the songs? Yeah, it was, because every song that I write is about someone. It is about a certain emotion. And so in picking the songs, you have to be pretty aware of who is reacting the best to which of your songs. Like, I'll play my songs for people in my life. People like in my band. I'll play them for Abigail. I'll play them for my mom. I'll play them for like people who I really, really trust their opinion, and I know they're going to be completely honest if they don't like it, because that's just as important as someone saying that they like it. So the ones that would get the best reactions are the ones I would put on the record. For me, Nathan and I are always talking about how, like, may the best song win. It can't be personal. It has to be personal when I write it, but when it comes to picking them, I can't be like, but no, because that one's more special to me. Like, to a certain extent, it's may the best song win. So I don't get my feelings hurt when it comes to, like, picking which one makes the record. And
New sound of 93.9 Light FM.
Not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. Make me work so we can work to work it out. And I'll try. I might have to wait. I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. And somehow I know that it'll all turn up. And you make me work so we can work it, so we get up. And I promise you, kid, I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say turn up, and I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get, than I get. Oh, your love, it'll all turn out, and you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get. Yeah, I just just I haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get.
The brightest sound of 93.9 Light FM. It's Valentine in the morning. We have a pair of tickets for you to see Madonna on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/93.9 Light FM Chicago. And remember, 18 songs in a row coming up at 8:30 this morning.
Just to know it all, well, you think you know it all, but you don't know a thing at all, ain't it? And if something when somebody tells you something about you, think that they know you more than you do, so you take it down another pill. Down, baby, I ain't going down. Can't nobody tell me.
brightest sound of 93.9 Light FM. Got a buddy of mine that is a dear friend, and I say this with all due respect, but I think he's kind of nutty nut. He got Dylan, come here a sec. Dylan's got a ton of tattoos. He got some new tattoos, and one of them is a picture of, like, Michael Jackson or something. Is that what it is?
Yeah, he's got, like, the Michael Jackson, Billie Jean feet. You know how Michael did, like, the little moonwalk thing?
Oh, he's up on
like
his toes.
Yeah, it's just, like, the legs and the feet.
Yeah, and it's got the music bars and everything. It's a nice-looking tattoo, but it's on his forearm. And I'm like, okay, fine.
Is he a huge Michael? I didn't know he was a huge Michael Jackson fan.
I believe he is. So right above that, he's got another Bible quote. And I said to him, what is that? And he goes, well, it's a Bible quote. And he repeats it to me. And I go, oh, it's very nice. And I go, what's that from? He goes, I think it's Revelations 1 or 2. And I started to think to myself, if you're going to get a Bible quote, and here I am, a Christian man, Catholic, but I'm not going to throw rocks at a glass house. If you get a Bible quote, maybe you should know what it's from in the Bible. Not like, I think it's Revelations 1 or 2. Could be Deuteronomy. I'm not really sure.
You know? You should know the verse.
Right, exactly. Have it down. Have it just perfect so you know exactly what you're talking about. And there's another Bible verse on his wrist, on the flip side of his wrist, so here in the forearm again. And it said, believe. And that's all it said. And right next to it, it had Mark something something. And I go, what is that? And he goes, it's another Bible quote. It's one word, though. So, you know, can a quote really be one word? I started asking him. He goes, yeah. Then he got mad at me because I said, you know what? Believe can also be from the greatest American hero. Believe it or not, I'm walking on
that. It could be a Cher song.
It could be a Cher song. It could be from Bring It On, if you believe you can achieve. Because it's a Bible quote.
I thought it just had something to do with the Michael Jackson tattoo. Because it's right underneath it, so it looks like it's part of it, actually.
It just seemed kind of odd to me.
It's a little weird.
Can you have just one word be a quote from a Bible? To me, that could have stood out. I don't know why. Hey, Jerome, you're listening to this. What do you think, man?
Well, the smallest Bible scripture, Jesus wept, is only two. There's nothing, just one, that a person can reference and say, okay, that's one word.
Okay, so there's actually a Bible verse that says, Jesus wept.
And that's a scripture, yeah. And that's okay. The shortest one, which is just two words. But there's no such thing as being able to just utilize one word and say, okay, yeah, this is going to reference, you know, the whole scripture itself.
Jerome's a frequent caller to the show. Thanks for that, pal.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, in reference to that, and I understand, as I'm reading off of Dill's backside right now, to each their own.
He just had that tattoo.
Just had it tattooed on his backside. How about that, man? Robin, good morning.
Hi. I don't think anything can be a quote if it's one word.
Yeah, I don't know the legalities of that. There's got to be an English major or a quotologist that can actually come up. That's a real word.
Is that real?
Yeah, look that up.
No, it's a quote.
It's a quote. It's a real word. Look that up. Can you have one word be a Bible verse? Can it be a quote if it's just one word? Believe. Karen has the traffic right now on Valentine of the Morning.
Still have that accident on the Bishop Ford. It's solid inbound from I-80-94 to Sibley. Multi-vehicle accident traffic getting by in the left lane. A fire in an apartment building at Cicero. That's on Austin at 27th. And in New Lenox, there's a stalled Metra train at US 30 and Cedar. Our Allstate Good Hands route of the day, that is the Edens. We're looking at only 24 minutes either direction. On the Kennedy inbound, it is 42. The Eisenhower inbound, 45. Stevenson also 45 inbound. The Ryan in from 95th to downtown is 20 minutes. And the Bishop Ford into the Ryan is 55 because of that accident at Sibley. And traffic is brought to you by Allstate. Get quality Allstate protection at an affordable price. Check out the Allstate Value Plan. It's their most affordable car insurance, and you still get an Allstate agent dollar for dollar. Nobody protects you like Allstate. Find an agent near you at Allstate. State.com. Spring is here. Well, actually, summer's here because we're going to top out at 78, a record-breaking high, mostly sunny, breezy. Tomorrow, 78, and we're in the 70s for high temps all the way through Tuesday. It's 59 now at 93.9 Light FM.
I'm Brad, an attorney. Most of my job can be summed up in three words. Research, research, research. It's become part of my DNA. So before I went car shopping, you better believe I dug deep. I'd heard how amazing MotorWorks is, but it wasn't until I read their Google reviews that I was convinced they were the dealer for me. I feel a lot better knowing they've built their business on customer service. Nobody works like MotorWorks to earn my business. Case closed.
MotorWorks.com is home to more than 1,000 new and used cars from five locations in Barrington and Hoffman Estates. Mercedes-Benz, Infiniti, BMW, Land Rover, Cadillac, Porsche, Sprinter, and Honda. Compare them all on one convenient website. That's MotorWorksWithAnE.com. If you can't find it on MotorWorks.com, it's probably not out there. Because
nobody works like MotorWorks. Nobody works like MotorWorks to earn your business.
Food critics agree. Catch 35 is a true seafood house with a variety of amazing dishes. From contemporary American to exotic Asian cuisine, Catch 35 is the place for seafood and charcoal-grilled premium steaks. With two great locations, one in Chicago's Theater District and one in downtown Naperville, you're never far from the ocean's best. Business or pleasure, dressy or casual, Chicago or Naperville, Catch 35 gets rave reviews time and again.
Today, you'll take your son to soccer practice, your daughter to gymnastics, drop clothes off at the laundry, buy socks for your husband, pick up your son, pick up your daughter, fix dinner for the whole family, and then help with homework. Now, as much as you do for everybody else, shouldn't somebody do something for you? At Olivet Nazarene University, they do. They offer practical programs for where you are in life. That's education for busy adults. Learn more. Call 877-9-OLIVET. That's 877-9-OLIVET.
Get to Nissan Now for great offers across our full line. The Nissan Now sales event with the offer you need on the Nissan you want. Event ends soon. Visit ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan dealer now.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Welcome back to the Biore Skincare Face Anything Hotline. This week's topic, dirt and blackheads.
Oh, hi. I just got invited to a networking event, and I have a nose full of blackheads. Now what?
Unless you want to say no to plans that keep popping up, you need Biore Deep Cleansing Pore Strips. They instantly lock onto and remove deep-down dirt for the deepest clean.
So, I get a fresh face in an instant with Biore?
That's right. Your skin will be ready 24/7. Biore Skincare. Face anything.
93.9 Light FM artist Kelly Clarkson talks about her new album, Stronger.
This album is, I think, vocally different from all the other albums. All the other albums, like my... This is just a very good... I think every producer captured how I sound live, even more so than the previous album. Just because it's... I think a lot of the producers got to know me more vocally, and everything doesn't sound... You know, sometimes, especially with pop music, things can sound highly compressed and auto-tuned and everything. So this album is not like that at all. I think that's what my manager and label and everybody has, we've kind of been discussing. The biggest difference in this album is vocally how I sound. So hopefully I'll like it. It's how I sound live. So if you've ever seen me live, there will be nothing new for you. That's how I sound. So if you haven't seen me live, come to a show.
Get songs and videos on demand at lightfm.com. Keyword Kelly Clarkson. And build your own Kelly Clarkson station now at iHeartRadio.com.
93.9 Light FM at 7:36. These are the stories making news. Rick Santorum won the GOP presidential primaries in Alabama and Mississippi, but Mitt Romney has added 31 delegates to his total. Newt Gingrich says he'll press ahead with his campaign. He's in Illinois ahead of the March 20th primary. State Representative Derek Smith was arrested on bribery charges yesterday. Prosecutors allege he accepted a $7,000 bribe to write an official letter of support for a daycare center he believed was seeking a state grant. Former Governor Blagojevich scheduled to deliver a last statement today before reporting to prison. He'll make a statement that will start precisely at 5:02, enabling primetime news to lead with his remarks. And Encyclopedia Britannica will stop publishing print editions after 244 years. The Chicago-based company says it will continue with digital versions of the publication. Light FM weather, an incredibly warm day, 78 our expected record-breaking high, mostly sunny and breezy. 59 now at 93.9 Light FM.
He has the luck of the Shirish.
Sean Valentine on the bright new sound of 93.9 Light FM.
got a great tweet. They came up with a one-word Bible quote, and I think this one's legit. Amen. That one, I'll take.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's all right. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, please misunderstood. Miss knowing it's all good. It didn't slow me down. Mistaken, always second guessing. Underestimated, look, I'm still around.
Valentine in the morning. Would you ever get a tattoo or would you get something on you?
I do have one.
Oh, what's yours?
It's just a toe ring. They're little tattoos of little stones around one toe.
So when you when you get a mani pedi then,
yeah,
does she try and take it off?
No, she doesn't.
Stuck.
She knows.
I got this thing off your foot here.
She's using the callus remover. What is that?
Hey, Chris, what kind of tattoos do you have, buddy?
I just got done part of my tribal sleeve. And then I have a band of skulls around my wrist, a pair of angel wings, and then I have a pink ribbon on my shoulder for my mom and my fiance's mom.
Okay.
Wait. Fiance, and you got this girl's phone number?
Well, it was a gym thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you guys missed this. Hold on.
Hold on.
Chris was telling us a story about this really attractive girl he met at the tattoo shop, and you got her phone number, but it was just because she trained at a certain gym, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have a tattoo magazine.
Uh-huh.
Naturally, you know, I look for people that have good tattoos. And yeah, she's attractive. She's also with an Army Ranger or something like that. He was there with her.
Uh-huh.
But I talked to her mostly, you know, obviously he's in great shape and she's in great shape too. So I was kind of like, hey, you know, where do you go to the gym? Like, what's where do you do and stuff like that.
Are you spitting this thing? Are you spitting this right now?
A little spitting here. You kind of initially said she was hot. You used the excuse about wanting to go to her gym and work out. But you got her number.
She is good looking, and I did get her number, so I can find out, you know, when some of the classes were at the gym and when I can go down there.
Are you going to take your fiance?
Yeah, she's actually, she's getting ready to have, like, a gastric bypass surgery, and they told her that after the surgery, she has to start going to the gym.
Sure. Okay, all right. So you're going to check it out first.
Yeah, I mean, so she's going to go, she's obviously going to go with me. Right.
But you're going to go in first and check it out, right?
I have to.
It's recon, man. Recon.
I can't go to a crazy gym and start throwing up everywhere in front of my girl. You know,
I gotta go check it out. Yeah, I got you, buddy.
I got a safe face, man.
Yeah, safe face there.
Good luck.
All right, Karen has the very latest in traffic. What we got, Karen?
We have a stalled Metra train. It stalled at the crossing in New Lenox at US 30 near Cedar. On the tri-state, a stall northbound at 47. And travel times that are, well, higher than normal. We've got 27 inbound on the Edens. The Kennedy is 48 in. Expressor 28, outbound 40. The Ike is an hour and two into the circle, 41 out. Stevenson, 47 in. The Ryan in from 95th past the Verizon Wireless billboard at Cermak into downtown. Right now, that's 24 minutes. I-57 into the Ryan is half an hour, and the Bishop Ford heavy. I-80-94 to the Ryan, 50 minutes because of an accident at Sibley. 748, traffic's brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. Visit America's Best Designer, sailing you two pair of single-vision eyeglasses for $69.95, including a free eye exam. Choose from brands like Randy Jackson and Daisy Fuentes Eyewear. Schedule an appointment at one of the 29 Chicago America's Best locations today. Call 1-800-TWOPAIR. Summer's here. We're topping out at round 78 today, could break the record. 77's the record set in 1995. And we should have mostly sunny skies today. It will be breezy. Tomorrow, another warm one. Again, about 78. And we'll have high temps in the 70s all the way through Tuesday. It's 58 now at 93.9 Light FM. Next traffic check up in less than 15.
Each of us had that one teacher we'll never forget. The one who made geometry finally click. Who encouraged us to try out for the play. The one who opened doors and helped set us on our path. Since 1853, the Illinois Education Association, IEA, has been the voice for those teachers, a catalyst for many of the reforms that help our kids succeed. Up and down Illinois and throughout the suburbs of Chicago, IEA has been fighting for school funding, smaller class sizes, and making sure administrators and politicians are held accountable for the decisions they make. IEA understands that good teaching conditions make good learning conditions. To recruit and keep the best teachers in our state, we need to treat them well. That means offering them support and quality ongoing training, competitive salaries, and a secure retirement plan. Brought to you by the 130,000 members of the Illinois Education Association. Because every student deserves a great teacher and a great public school.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 national survey of new policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a question. Well, you now get live one-on-one expert tax advice for free. Just pick up the phone or chat with us online to get the answers you need.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Merriman, one of our vendors just called.
That's nice, Mr. Fernwell.
We owe him for a job that closed 8 months ago.
Yeah, Susan, the office manager, owes me for lunch last week.
The accounting team is swamped. Merriman, call Bob from Accountemps. Bob knows our accounting system inside out and can step right in so we can get caught up without all this overtime.
Maybe Bob can help me collect from Susan.
Be flexible, work smarter with Accountemps, the staffing firm recommended by 9 out of 10 hiring managers. A Robert Half Company. Learn more at Accountemps.com.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, Sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
93.9 Online takes you behind the mic with Light FM artist Taylor Swift.
My only option is to write about what I've been through and what I've lived. So, thankfully, in the past 2 years, I've experienced a lot of things that I've been dying to write about. And a lot of things that I wanted to say in the moment that I didn't. You know, in life, you have a lot of situations that pop up and people that come into your life, and sometimes you don't get to tell them what you wish you would have told them. And this album is my opportunity to do that. Track by track, each song is a different confession to a different person. And I'm very excited for you to hear them.
Check out videos, songs, and more info about Taylor Swift now at LightFM.com. The morning on the bright new sound of 93.9 Light FM.
Light FM.
Valentine in the morning, the bright new sound of 93.9 Light FM. So Derrick Rose has found a way to spend some of the money from his contract extension. $2.8 million for a three-bedroom condo near the top of Trump Tower. His neighbors, Blackhawks forward Patrick Kane.
Wow.
Former Bear Rex Grossman also have units in the building. If they put together a building sports team, I would not play them. I would absolutely not play them. 18 songs in a row coming up at 8:30 this morning on Light FM. I've been working so It's 8 o'clock, 93.9 Light FM, Chicago's best variety, the 80s, 90s, and now, WLIT-FM Chicago. Karen Williams has...